Reporting local news, this is Wayne Cruzy. It was announced that there are at least four local veterans going on the upcoming Honor Flight in early May. The Honor Flight Network's goal is to transport our veterans to our nation's capital to see the memorials that were built to commemorate their service at no cost to the veteran. Anyone interested in learning more about the Honor Flight program can call Mike Van Kempen at 620-546-2400. Local veteran Ron Grauer is also involved in the Honor Flight program and may be reached as well. Shayla Whistler, a December graduate of Southeast Community College, has been named a 2016 Coca-Cola Community College Academic Team Silver Scholar. As a Silver Scholar, Whistler will receive a $1,250 scholarship and a special medallion. Whistler earned an Associate of Science degree and is now taking pre-health classes at Southeast Community College. She plans to put the money toward nursing school this fall. Reporting local news, this is Wayne Cruzy.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu, citrus glazed salmon, wheat bread, rice pilaf, asparagus, and rhubarb crisp. Monday, vegetable soup, chicken salad sandwich, vegetable plate, and grape salad.
The Spectrum Art Show is the exhibition at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art throughout the month of March. Enjoy a variety of art created by students from Highland Community College, photography, graphic design, pottery, paintings, and more. The Art Center is open on Thursdays from 1 to 4, Saturdays from 10 to 4, and Sundays from 1 to 4. The Marshall County Arts Cooperative is proud to sponsor this exhibition. The Arts Cooperative will host its annual fundraiser, Palette and Palette, at the Art Center on April 2nd. To purchase tickets, contact Deb Landall at 562-8768.
Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Expecting fairly quiet weather conditions across the area for today, with mild high temperatures working up to near that 70-degree mark by this afternoon. Those winds out of the south at around 5 to 15. But some scattered shower chances returning to the forecast already late Friday night and continuing into the upcoming weekend as an area of low pressure pushes up from the south. Despite the rainfall into the upcoming weekend, those temperatures remaining well above average for this time of year, mid-60s Saturday and still in those lower 70s by your Sunday. Taking a closer look at your forecast, for today, lots of sunshine, those high temperatures pushing up to near 70. Lever winds out of the south at 5 to 15. Then for tonight, increasing cloud cover, chance for some late night showers in the upper 40s. For Saturday, scattered showers likely in the mid-60s. And for Sunday, we'll reach a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Prepare ye to be inspired by songs of friendship, loyalty, and love. Songs based on the Gospel of Matthew. In Concert, Godspell on Palm Sunday, with performances at 2 in the afternoon and 7:30 in the evening at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. An eclectic blend of songs tells the story of Jesus' life. In Concert, Godspell is sponsored by the Marysville Area Community Theater, the Marshall County Arts Cooperative, and Landmark Enterprises Incorporated. Admission is free.
Marysville Sons of the American Legion will host their buffet featuring pan-fried chicken, liver and onions, and pork loin, with all the trimmings Sunday, serving 11 to 1:30. $10 for adults, $5 for children under 10. Marysville Sons of the American Legion Buffet, this Sunday, serving 11 to 1:30 at the American Legion Hall in Marysville.
It's service you can always trust at St. Gordon & Associates in Waterville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, IRS problem resolution, estates and trusts, accounting and payroll services, and business formation, too. Call Chad Parker, CPA with St. Gordon & Associates in Waterville for comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas. That number is 363-2263, 363-2263.
Fest at Dodge City on Thursday. Hoxie Indians beat the Hanover Wildcats 59-46, tipping off the girls' 8-man Division I state tournament. 56 fouls were whistled. 74 free throws later, 5 players fouled out, including Hanover's Ashton Gentleman, Macy Debley, and Riley Debley. Hoxie's Lily Schamberger and Laura Steppens fouled out. It was quite a ball game. Free throws, Hoxie hit 30 of 41, Hanover 19 of 33. And that was pretty much the story. Hoxie led in scoring by senior Karen Hoyt with 17 points. She had 13 of 15 free throws. Rin Nyblock hit 18 points, 10 of 13 free throws. Hanover's top two scorers were Morgan Zabatriski and Riley Debley, who fouled out late. Hanover ends their season 18-7. Hoxie advances to the semifinals Friday. 59-46 Hoxie, our final from Dodge City on Thursday.
News that affects profitability and decisions made on your farm or ranch happens around the clock and around the world. You don't have to wait until an appointed news time to get the big story. AgView.net is a site committed to bringing you the news important to you. Compared with other sites that give you every story they can find and leave you to sort it out, AgView.net has people with real-world agriculture experience that separates the wheat from the chaff to give you the stories and interviews that matter most to you. AgView.net.
Justin at New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska, some amazing trade-ins. A 2012 John Deere 7215R tractor with only 1,800 hours, rear duals, Command Quad IVT transmission, GPS receiver, AutoTrack activation. Check out a like-new 2015 300-hour John Deere 6170M tractor with the John Deere H380 loader and grapple. Or an AgChem 1286R Rogator with full GPS suite and all the options for only $99.5. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989, or check the website newfrontierag.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Two former USDA secretaries are supporting current Secretary Tom Vilsack's mandatory disclosure GMO labeling proposal. Former Ag Secretaries Ann Veneman and Dan Glickman said they're backing the Vilsack proposal that would ban state labeling laws and require disclosure of GMOs on smart labels. The smart labels would direct consumers to more information online or through a 1-800 number. Vilsack said the system needs to be mandatory and needs to provide the information consumers want while not implying GMOs are unsafe. Meanwhile, Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas expects a vote next week on his voluntary labeling bill. He says Republicans and Democrats still working on a compromise to get the 60 votes needed for the measure to pass out of the Senate. A report by the University of Missouri predicts more pressure on farm finances over the next several years. The university released the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute baseline report yesterday. That report says lower commodity prices have produced a sharp decline in net farm income and continued pressure likely. Net farm income in 2015 was less than half of the 2013 record level. Farm receipts have declined more rapidly than cost. Now projected 2016 net farm income of $56 billion is near the 2015 level. The report says modest increases projected for later years have inflation-adjusted net farm income at about the same level in 2025 as it was last year. The report also says if interest rate increase as forecasted, there will be more pressure on farm real estate values. And Ag Secretary Vilsack says he promised government leaders will involve pork industry leaders in discussing the lawsuit over the Humane Society of the U.S. made the comments at a bipartisan policy center meeting. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. The American Farm Bureau and state affiliates are stepping up their grassroots push for a Senate voluntary GMO food labeling bill as Senate opponents leave little room for compromise. GMO labeling is becoming one of the most heavily lobbied Farm Bureau causes in recent years, possibly second only to the Environmental Protection Agency's Waters of the U.S. rule. Farm Bureau's Andrew Walmsley explains the lobbying push.
Over the past couple of weeks, we've had about 500 Farm Bureau members in town for our advocacy conference. We've been utilizing, obviously, our action alert tools that encompass emails to senators along with phone calls in the Senate offices, encouraging them to support the Chairman Roberts biotech proposal.
The push includes contact with Democrats and Republicans when both seem to agree action is needed to block a Vermont labeling law taking effect in July. Several Senate Democrats vow to fight Republicans' voluntary labeling bill despite its support by hundreds of farm and food groups. Those lawmakers are calling for mandatory labeling but may also support the proposal by USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack, better known as mandatory disclosure. Walmsley says the voluntary bill tasks the Agriculture Secretary to come up with a standardized label, but purely voluntarily.
We've got a real issue on this mandatory label idea because it's not really about right to know. It's about putting what is effectively a skull and crossbone on safe products to get a company to reformulate and take ag innovation off the table. And that's where our issue lies. I think there is middle ground that will be reached here rather soon dealing with disclosure, but mandatory unpack labeling is dead. That won't get through the Senate and certainly won't get back through the House.
Walmsley says the label should tell consumers what is in their food without stigmatizing biotech ingredients. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
I mean, I really wish you luck. I just hope that you're...
This is Doug Benoit, and I invite you to our 27th annual Benoit Angus Sale on Thursday, March 17th, selling 160 Angus bulls and 35 replacement heifers. We at Benoit Angus are excited about our offering with cattle that excel in Cavanese, weaning weights without creep feed, feedlot performance, carcass quality, maternal excellence, and docility. Visit our website at BenoitAngus.com to view a video of each animal selling. Again, the Benoit Angus sale is Thursday, March 17th at 1 o'clock. Hope to see you there.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture, of course. The price of grain is not going to stay low forever, but it may stay low long enough to drive some farmers out of business. More about that after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
As my good friend Orion Samuelson is famous for saying, prices never go the same way forever. Just seems like forever, with prices for corn and beans in the sub-profit range and the forecast not looking especially rosy. And in some cases, there are farmers who cannot hang on and are faced with the possibility of taking some drastic measures, including mortgaging some ground just to pay operating expenses. Or, if the time is right, just walk away. The time was right for Rex and Judy Pitford. In a recent edition of Farm Futures magazine, Bob Bergdorfer wrote about Rex and Judy Pitford, who decided in 2013 that the time was right for them to retire. And a year later, they did. The farm economics were in their favor. Farm machinery prices were high, which would be favorable for selling their tractors and combines and other equipment. Also, the cattle market was strong enough at that time for when it was time to sell their herd. Also factoring into their decision were forecasts for lower crop prices in the years ahead and the pressure that that would put on finances. So, after 45 years of farming, the Missouri couple moved from active farmers to retired ones. In the spring of 2014, when Rex Pitford would have normally been preparing his ground to plant, a tenant was farming his land instead. Bob said it weighed on him a bit, but he got over it. What helped him get over it was knowing that he would have enough income to enjoy retirement. Mr. Pitford had hoped to farm until the age of 70, but he didn't want his savings eaten up by sub-profit years of $3.50 corn and $9 soybeans, so at the age of 67, he decided to walk away. It's a scenario that likely will play out for other farmers in coming years. So, in preparation, there are some things to think about. Farm management consultant Dick Whitman advises taking 2 to 3 years to plan for retirement. He says it's important to plan ahead and, for example, work through the equipment disposition process to avoid getting a big tax hit when they get out. One pitfall Whitman often sees is farmers not understanding how much untaxed grain they may have that could be a tax liability. He says anything you have raised but have not sold is called unrealized gains and is taxable income the minute it is turned into cash. Lots to think about and prepare for if you're thinking about walking away. As for the Pitfords, Rex says, "We feel blessed. We got on it before the bank could say, do this or do that. We did it on our own terms, and I'm thankful for that. I think we'll be fine." Back after this.
There will be a real estate auction, 157 acres of northwest Pottawatomie County native pasture with excellent wildlife habitat, selling at auction Monday evening, March 14th, 7 p.m. at the American Legion in Olsburg. Property is located 3 miles east of Olsburg on Highway 16 to Galilee Road, then 6 miles straight north along the east side. Property consists of 157 acres, mostly clean native grass pasture land, with 2 heavily wooded draws that provide excellent deer and turkey hunting potential. Pasture has a very active live water spring, which provides year-round running water. Fences are in fair to near-new condition. There is an all-metal corral with County Rock Road access. Property is located in a very scenic area. You're invited to take a look. Contact John Klein at Onega, 889-4775 or 532-8381. This property is selling for the Fanchon Bergston Trust, 157 acres of Pottawatomie County native pasture. Sale Monday evening, March 14th, begins at 7 at the American Legion in Olsburg. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio. It's more than just a slogan. It's what we're all about. We cover agriculture in northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. From opening and closing market reports, what's driving the markets, to efforts afront to promote agriculture in the future. The Mid-America Ag Network offers updates every hour. Tune at 50 past the hour for market reports on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDY FM 95.5. Expanded agricultural programming in the 7, 12, and 5 o'clock news hours. Plus, you can find us online now, streaming 24-7. Find KNDY FM 95.5 online at KNDYradio.com. If you're in the agriculture business, or if you're affected by agriculture, tune to KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio.